This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The end.
It's the wake up call.
We are now joined on the phone with Kevin from the wake up call. Ever heard of him? He's our favorite little Asian boy, and he is all the way in Reno about to go in a hot air balloon, taking this item off of his bucket list. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
Now,
what is this? This is the balloon. What is it called?
The Great Balloon Race.
The Great Balloon Race. Are you racing?
I think they're racing. I'm not racing.
Oh, okay. Okay, good.
I'm terrified of heights.
Okay, so you're in Reno for the Great Balloon Race, and you've always wanted to go in a hot air balloon, but as we talked about, you're scared to go, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to go high up.
How high is the balloon going to go?
I didn't ask that, but they said it should be like pretty high up. Like I could see the whole Reno city.
The whole Reno. Okay.
Yeah.
Now you sent us a picture, and is your balloon an American flag?
Yes, bitch. I'm like the only Asian here.
What does that have to do?
I don't know. I thought there were going to be more like me.
I don't know if this is completely accurate, but flying in a hot air balloon definitely feels like one of the whitest things that's ever been invented.
1,000%.
Okay. So you're one of the only Asians. You're going to be in the American flag hot air balloon, hundreds of feet in the air. And I want to know, like, what's going through your mind right now? What's in your gut?
I think I'm more excited than nervous, like being here. The sunrise is rising and then the balloons are getting inflated. It like looks so amazing.
And you, they put you up there last night, right?
Yes.
So do you feel like kind of a big deal?
Yeah, they came in here. They're like, oh my gosh, are you Kevin from Sacramento? I said, yes.
But you were kind of scared to stay there last night by yourself, right?
Yes, and I found out that Burning Man is going on, too. There were a lot of people at the hotel that were from Burning Man.
And is that a problem?
They're very interesting.
I would imagine they're covered in dust.
No, literally, they are.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's in the desert. All right, so, Kevin, you spent the night like a big boy in a hotel with no family or friends anywhere near you. We're very proud of you for that.
We really are.
Oh my God, it was scary.
Well, I'm sure. And now so you're dark. About to face your fear and get something off of your bucket list. You are going to be on the show, live on the air, from a hot air balloon in the sky.
Yeah, and my pilot's name is Tim Taylor. Familiar.
Do you know what show that's from?
Yeah, Home Improvement. Oh. Tim the Toolman Taylor. I told him, oh my God, are you from Home Improvement? And he laughed.
Right, I'm sure thought that was so funny.
You are making friends.
He is wearing an Energizer bunny ears, though.
Does that make you nervous? Does that make you feel like he's not a qualified pilot?
No, I feel more comfortable.
Kevin, did you get his qualifications?
No.
Should you ask if he has a license?
He's been doing this for 25 years, he said.
Okay, those are qualifications.
I mean, yeah, I think that's good enough for me.
Do you have to get a license to fly a hot air balloon?
Yeah, it's like flying a plane.
No, it's not.
It's not at all.
No.
Oh, well.
Okay, how many people are going to be in your basket?
Only me and the pilot.
What?
Oh my God.
I know. Oh my God. This one person was telling me that someone got lost one time.
Now, do stories like that make you nervous?
Yeah, but then it makes it a good story.
So you would be fine. Let's say you're a hot air balloon, and listen, it's not going to happen. Don't worry about it. But let's say it gets blown off course into some power lines, okay?
Oh, my God, Gav.
It's a power line.
It's just a power line, right?
I'm going to tell you right now, there's no power lines near here.
Well, so there's no electricity?
Well, I don't know. Maybe they're underground. I don't know.
Okay, they might be underground.
That makes sense.
All right. So, Kevin, you are about to go in a hot air balloon. You're about to take off, launch, as they say, with fire over your head from the sky. We are going to check back in with you when that happens live on the air, okay?
Okay, man. See you soon.
Listen, we are saluting you.
In your American flag balloon.
For America.
Mm-hmm. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.